I had a few people send me this article, so I wanted to do a video on it. Halle Berry recalls her doctor saying that she had the worst case of herpes he had ever seen, but it was perimenopause. My doctor had no knowledge and did not prepare me. Let's talk about this, because I think this is kind of sometimes an unspoken thing in primary care, where menopause is just seen like, or perimenopause is just like, oh, it's just a, like a rite of passage. And we really don't prepare women. We try to prepare girls for their first menarche and puberty, you know, with growth and development classes in school, but we really never have a conversation with our patients and preparing them for what perimenopause is like, what they could experience, and the fact that there are treatments that you don't have to suffer. So Halle Berry, for this is the background of why this whole herpes conversation came up. So when a woman is experiencing perimenopause or even in full-blown menopause, the estrogen and lack of estrogen and the changes in the cycles of the surge between the two hormones, and, you know, and the lack of progesterone, all the things that make us, you know, who we are, cause the vaginal mucosa to actually start to kind of atrophy a little bit. We have our Bartholin's glands, you know, we're still producing lubrication, but we're not like as juicy, I want to say, as the tissue could be. It's this, if you ever look at some of our, you know, elderly patients and they have those, like those little bruises on their skin, those little skin tears, just from the fact that, you know, the lack of collagen and the breakdown of the skin layers, that happens in our vaginas too. So if she's knocking boots good and she's getting it good, she could have friction burns in there. So when the little layers of the mucosa get these like little bumps on them, think about like what your tongue looks like if you just eat like a lot of sour candy, or you know how like all the little papillae like of your taste buds will like pop up. It's kind of the same in the mucosa of the vagina. So this doctor looked at it and thought these were herpes lesions. They weren't. They actually do look different, but I guess he was just taken aback. I don't know. I'm just saying he. It might even been a female doctor. I don't even know. So anyone else out there who is entering their 40s, because this doesn't have to be a 50-year-old thing. I'm 44 and I went through perimenopause already. So there are treatments. Please don't think that this is just some normal rite of passage and it's okay to suffer. And don't let a provider tell you that it's okay to suffer, because there are treatments. And there are treatments that are bioidentical. There are treatments that are not invasive. There are treatments that are synthetic. There's lots of things out there. See more than one person, get different opinions, because what works for one person may not work for another. I don't like to use synthetics. I prefer not to, because of the risk of blood clots and other things that go along with synthetic hormones. So talk to your provider. Don't let this be a lesson that sex doesn't have to be painful in your perimenopause, and you don't have to suffer the things that go along with perimenopause, the brain fog, the sleep issues, the night sweats, the hot flashes, the mood changes, the irritability, the dry skin, the falling out of the hair, all the things that go with perimenopause that you think are just like, I'm just having a bad day. No, it might be perimenopause. And serum blood, honestly, is not going to tell you very much. Because I did serum blood when I thought I was going through perimenopause, and it told me my FSH level was like 3. And I knew something was wrong. So I did a thing called a Dutch test, which actually looks at the metabolites in the urine of these hormones at various intervals during the day. And it does the oats, it does amino acids, it does melatonin, it does dopamine, it does a lot of all the androgens. It looks at the DHT, it looks at the HPA axis, it looks at lots of things and tells you where things are not communicating. And no amount of serum blood at Quest Diagnostics is going to give you that kind of data. And that data helps your provider find out where in the pathway things aren't talking to each other correctly for you at that moment of time in your life, and how we can fix it. There are different supplements pregnenolone and, you know, other things, even saw palmetto helps a lot of people. There are things, depending on where in the axis the communication line is not coming back down, will alter your treatment. And then things change. And as your symptoms change, your provider will change your medication. So don't think that you just need to settle on some patch or some Premarin or horse pee cream. There are other things out there. And if you haven't done a Dutch test, yes, I highly recommend it. If you live in the state of Florida, I can help you out with that Dutch test. If you live in any of the other 49 states, you can go to the website for Dutch tests and it'll actually tell you the providers that are in your area.